Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Nobody Panic, where we help you out with some various things. I guess that's what the podcast is. I'm Stevie.
I'm Tessa. That's all you need to know. That's it. That's the podcast. Just slowly trying to help.
Yeah. And today, well, to be honest, I only just realised this as I'm speaking. So today we were doing one that Tessa has wanted to do for quite a while, and it's, I mean, also I have as well. God, I'm up for it too. It's how to pack. Because I think that is such a, oh my God, it's such an art form and it's one that I've never actually indulged in. But I've realised that that sounds like we are really promoting going away on holiday at this point.
No. Listen, we understand that this one is something that you can listen, enjoy, forget and come back to in the future when you're next allowed to travel, which is,
I mean, we are fully allowed to travel because everyone is literally on holiday. Oh. I know right now. Yeah.
Oh, right. So,
but it's not, but it's, there's a real opinion split on whether that's a cool thing or not. And look, guys, I'm not going to come down on it either. So.
No, no shade. No, the packing one, while not currently crucial, is something I have always wanted to do because I'm so, so bad at it. And really quite dreadfully bad. And actually, I think what inspired us both, and you might not remember this, Stevie, but we once found this article in The Telegraph about...
I think about it every day.
Every day. Wow. Yeah. Wow. It was by Emily Maitlis. And is that what you were thinking of?
Yeah.
And she was... Emily Maitlis is... I was going to say she's from Newsround, but you know what I mean. And she... Emily was writing... very amusingly about how good she was at packing and how she just has to be able to like jet off at any time and go different places and cover all these amazing news stories, and about how she's so good at packing that she packs her socks inside her little cafetiere kettle, and then she once forgot they were in there and then cooked her socks. And what really excited us was her telling us yeah. personally.
She came around and then she wrote the article while
Listen,
she was with us.
Can I tell you about these? I only take with me 3 matching dresses. I found one fantastic dress and I was like, I'm going to get it in every color. One in black, one in white, and one in red. And the black she uses for serious, somber events when she needs to present about some serious news. White is for when she's shooting at night or there isn't enough light. So she needs to create the light by having the white dress on. And red for being in the press conferences. And she says, when you wear it on your own, you think like, oh, this dress is too bold. But every single time she's in a press conference, they say, yes, lady in the red dress.
It's this, so I mean, like, it's obviously that's much more than packing. So this article really expanded our minds on just like how to get attention in press conferences,
right?
As well.
Yeah, so much. And we really, and yeah.
The fact that she put stuff in her cafetiere, and also just the way that she folded everything in on itself. The thing was, is that it was one of the most remarkable articles I've ever read in my entire life. And it should have been so boring. And both me and Tessa separately.
It should have been so boring. And then we not only read it, we were captivated and thought about it for years afterwards. So this is dedicated to her and to trying to be the sort of efficient woman who just knows that you need 3 dresses and red for a press conference, you know?
100%. And also just on a very basic level as well, like packing, even not with your 3 different types of dresses, just with your normal clothes, is something that I find, for example, very boring. And so I leave it until, I'd say, like a minute before I have to leave. And we will get into that. But before we do, what's the adult thing that you've done this week?
My adult thing is, I'm quite excited about it. Jack Rook, friend of the podcast, who came on to talk about, which his book has just come out this week. It's called Cheer the Fuck Up. And it's about helping a friend in crisis. And he did a really lovely episode with us about exactly that, helping a friend going through something. He showed up at my house drunk on his birthday with no warning. And I brought him in and I fed him some leftover dinner. And there was a chilled champagne in the fridge already. And I just said, I'll just open this champagne. It was the most exciting moment of my life.
Oh my God. Right? That's insane. Where was the champagne from? Like, how did you just have chilled champagne?
Okay,
you
listen, just bought it for some fun? Truth be told, it was Prosecco. But in the moment, who's to say? There was something who's that you say? Could...
He certainly can't.
He didn't know. I was just bursting something and saying it was champagne. And I put him on my roof. Everyone's famous with the roof where the door fell off. I'd fixed the door, put him on my roof. Looking over the London skyline, I just happened to honestly, since I just have been trying to be a person who has a chilled champagne in the fridge. Mm. But then what's happening every week is I drink it.
This is like I try and have different selection of wines in my nice wine rack.
So that when people drop around,
they buy it. They're just like, yeah, or even just actually at this point, because no one's coming around to my house at the moment.
Exactly.
It's just me. But I'd like to be like, which wine shall I have tonight? But I've never got that far because I keep buying one and then drinking it that night and then having like half it left. And then I'm like, well, I'll finish that next night. And so I've only ever had one on rotation and then like a very old bottle of vegan Baileys.
Yeah. But just looking at your like drinks counter or wine, having more than one, having a wine already in the house, I think that's it. That's the upper echelons, you know? And not only did I have a wine in the house, it was cold. I was absolutely high on my own supply. I was buzzing because I've always wanted to be someone where people just popped in, and I've always wanted to be a woman with drinks available.
So you basically, your dream happened.
My dream happened. So thank you for being part of the journey. I've really hit nirvana. What's yours?
I bought a fan. Just let that sink in.
Did you hit nirvana?
Really, really give that some time to roll around the old brain. I'm 30 years old and I bought my first fan this week. I'd say I've lived through countless heat waves, probably at least two or three a year. And every single time I need movement of air. I'm very specific. Like, I don't necessarily need to be cold. I just need to feel like I'm alive and the earth is alive and I'm not claustrophobic. And I am claustrophobic and I want to feel like this movement. And so that's a very simple fix, isn't it? Because a fan literally moves air.
Yes.
It couldn't be more, you know.
Do you like it to go like this?
I don't like oscillating. Great. What I've done is I've bought like a sort of ambient, now I bought a tower, or as we're calling him, Long Boy. And he's got like various settings. And he doesn't just like direct a very thin blast of air at you. He makes the whole room, it's like supposed to be like ambient movement. So it feels, it feels good. It feels great. I think the problem is, and this we'll move on to, it's the same problem that I have with suitcases, which will bring us on to packing.
That's convenient.
Is that it's very convenient. So I can't fit enough clothes in him. No, fans are something that whenever I go online, I'm like, they're how much? It's for moving air around. Okay, you can fuck off. And so I don't buy it. And we're talking like, you know, it's not like, you can buy them for about, you know, you can get £700 ones, sure. But they're around like 50, 60, 70 quid. And that's, you know, look, that's what you have to part with if you want to move your air around.
You want ambient air.
I don't like that. So every time I'm like, I don't know. So then I don't. And this time I was like, okay, I'm just going to do it and just part with that money. And just, I've learned now that that is how much it costs. Similarly, to segue into suitcases, first almost rule of packing, before you've even put the things in it, what's the thing that you actually put the things in? And I don't know about you, but I bought a Samsonite suitcase for my like 21st for my auntie. And I was a bit like, cool, okay, great. And it's like a green, lime green one. But the thing is, it's small. It's like a weekend away one. Mm-hmm. and I've still got it and it still works perfectly, but it's too small. So then it's like, well, now I need, you know, when we go to the Edinburgh Festival, that's like a month long, or if you just go on holiday, you need a big old boy, you need a big old suitcase boy. I have never had a big suitcase that like just does all of the things it's supposed to do. My current one is a Primark one because I cannot cope with how much a big good suitcase costs. I refuse.
Yes.
And I know at the, I'll academically say things like, you know what, I will invest. I won't. The one I've got now, perfect wheels, perfect zip, really roomy, loads of pockets, Primark, about 10 quid. Doesn't stand up on its own, so you have to, so it falls over.
Yep.
And this is the one before that, and I think you will remember this, it was in 2014 I had this. It was like a beautiful looking vintage old suitcase. It looked really lovely, but it had no handle that you pulled out, but it did have wheels. So I'd have to crouch down and just push it along.
And that is so indicative of that particular time in our lives that we were just like, yeah, it doesn't have a handle, so this is the workaround.
No one commented on it. No, we were just like, of course. Give me my suitcase.
No, we were like, that's the suitcase you've got. And I think we were like, that's nice. Like, looks, it's all quirky, little vintage number. And then you were just very tall, just crouched down, dragging it along. And we were all like, yeah, that's how we go places. The beginning of my transition to, and again, as with so many things in life, it's just discovering that things are so expensive. And you're like, but what? But I can get this really cheap one. And then discovering buy cheap, buy twice. Or buy cheap, buy 18 cheap suitcases, you know?
And be so upset all the time. And be
so upset. That's also part of it. It's like, yeah, but this one was only £10. It's like, yeah, but yes, but it doesn't do its job because it breaks every time you go anywhere and you're always thinking about it. It taking up that for those £10 is also living rent free in your head all the time because you're always having to do something around this. Fast forward yourself to when that splits in the airport or that splits on the road and how much you would pay in that moment for that not to have happened. Pop that money on, spend it at the time. My transitional moment was flying from Edinburgh to Jersey for a wedding at the end of the Edinburgh Festival. I got up at 5 a.m. to be in Edinburgh, to fly from Edinburgh to Jersey and to be ready for a wedding that day. And I arrived drunk at the airport. But listen, we were idiots. You just think like, I think I'll drink through the night and then go. That's the best thing to do here. With my clothes, which I'd obviously packed 20 minutes before I had to leave for the airport. They were some of the, and I remember being like, what a smart girl. I'll do my laundry the day before. Of course, it wasn't dry. So now I had a bag of wet clothes in a bin bag. And I got to the check-in and I was just like, could barely like, you know how you look. And a bag of wet clothes. And the check-in lady was like, listen, I'm going to give you the free, you're overweight. Sort out. Like, you're over your baggage weight, but I'm just going to like let you go through. But for your own sake, like, buy a bag, like go and get a bag. Like you don't, just come on, just come on. And I was like, yeah, okay. So then I bought like just the cheapest one from the Samsonite thing. And I did feel like such a fancy lady. But many years later, the zip did break. But that first initial transition, that taste of the dark side of like, oh my God, is this what all the grown-ups are doing? They've just got a bag. They've just got a normal bag. So number one, get a good suitcase or a bag or a backpack or whatever kind of traveling it is you want to do. Like, get the thing that, and you're like, what? No, I want to spend my weight and save my money to do exciting things. This will be you spending the money to do exciting things.
Like, you won't have the energy to do the exciting things. Just, you'll be so sad.
Every day will be another drama with the bag. Like, just
the thing is, you don't have to like, so, you know, we're on the Samsonite website. So, I mean, it's like we're sponsored by Samsonite.
If we are sponsored, I would also like to be sponsored. I'll just get it in quickly. I'd like to be sponsored by Steamlime Luggage. If you are a lady who thinks they live in perhaps the wrong era and you wish you had just leather bound trunks, and if that is appealing to you and you're like, that's me, Google Steamlime Luggage. And yes, they're so expensive you'll never be able to afford them, but it's nice to look at. They make like vintage inspired suitcases, and they are, I go on there once or twice a week just to look at all the things. So,
well, there we go. So there's luggage porn, sure, but you could also, you don't have to buy the most expensive suitcase, like in, like, for example, Samsonite. You don't have to buy the most expensive one in within the Samsonite thing. You just have to get yourself a Samsonite that is big enough, for example. I can't think of any other brand of suitcase, but there are so many. But I mean, like, essentially, you just have to not buy a Primark one.
Also, something I did this year is I literally manifested myself a suitcase. I decided for Christmas, I was like, I've always wanted a proper big suitcase. I don't have to, no, everything isn't falling apart. And I was like, this is what I'm imagining. It's black. It's got like gold or maybe even a rose gold, like zips, lots of little pockets, lovely stands up, four wheels, this. And I drew it. And then I was like, and maybe inside the thing is lovely. And I sort of gave
you
that.
Drew it.
Yeah, I drew it.
Okay.
This has only happened to me twice in my life. And both times I have managed to manifest it. Once when I was seven, I drew it. My grandparents went on a cruise and said, did anyone want anything? And I said, yes. And I drew a pair of shoes, these flowery sandals with a flower in the middle of it, like such a specific shoe. What did they think I was going? Anyway, they came back with the shoe. Like, honestly, it was just like taken from the page. It's like someone had made the shoe that I drew. Anyway, that's the first time it happened. And then I should do it more, really. I don't know why I'm not going about.
I was going to say, draw more. draw more things.
Draw more things, obviously. And then at Christmas, I drew this suitcase. I think it just makes you, obviously, I'm magic, so I can't help the rest of you. But I think just sitting down and drawing it and being like, okay, it needs to have this. It needs to have these zips. This would be helpful. Then it just gets you in the mindset of like thinking and like looking properly when you're really investing in something. Anyway, my parents found it. It was a Ted Baker one. So also it had the zip pull has a little T on it for Ted Baker, but in this case for Tessa. And the inside has a butterfly design. It's like it was made for me.
Wow. I need to draw a low interest, no, a high interest ISA.
Yeah.
low interest ISA, sorry.
So let's imagine you've got your suitcase or you've got your backpack or you've got your duffel bag with wheels, whatever it is kind of traveling or doing, wherever you're going, you've got the right thing. Are you just taking it for a weekend away? Does it definitely fit in the overhead locker for Ryanair or are they going to charge you £80 at the gate?
Mm-mm-mm.
You're on it. Okay. Mm-mm. Here's what we're going to do first thing. We're going to put all our clothes on the bed. Not even get the suitcase out yet. All the clothes out on the bed. Ideally, not within the same hour that we need to walk out the door.
Ideally, yes.
Ideally. But look, who are we kidding? You got to be out of the house in a minute.
Yes.
So all the clothes on the bed, everything, and your instinct is like, well, my instinct is always to like put in like a hat or something and be like, done.
The hat goes in first, or you know, like a fascinator. You know, who's to say I won't need it?
It's just because we're all so addicted to those sort of Instagram videos where like there's only a few things like neatly in the bag and you're just like, oh, mom.
A string of pearls.
A string of pearls, a pair of shoes, and we're ready for the weekend. No, nothing in the suitcase. Don't even look at the suitcase. He lives outside. Everything on the bed piled up correctly. Have you got three pairs of identical grey jumpers? Everything goes on the bed. And now we're going to take away. And this is more, I mean, this, well, you can have this mantra. It's more of a backpacking thing, but I think it stands for all packing. Half the clothes and twice the money. So, well, quite. But I think it's from the days when you were literally had to take your money in actual, you know, now your money's all digital, so it's irrelevant. And you haven't got twice the money, so pointless. But
yeah,
stick to the half the clothes rule. Put them all out on the bed, and now we're only going to take half of those clothes with us. Because you'll have so many things in there that you're like, really, truly, like, interrogate everything and be like, when will I wear this? And if any part of like, oh, but maybe comes to mind, it's gone.
I find as well, it quite helpful in recent years that I, when I put it all out, I'm like, I have the amount of days that I'm away for. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, okay, let's just think of like full outfits. So for example, if I'm away for 7 days, and I know where I'm going, so obviously it's very specific on the destination, but like, what, okay, so genuinely on the Monday, let's just say I wear this, oh, a top and trousers and some pads and some, great, that's one. And then like I do it like that, and then at the end get to throw in some fun extras, and that's where it all goes wrong.
Yes,
but I mean, like, obviously I will have to rein in the fun extras, because the fun extras tend to be just like more clothes and ridiculous. But yes, I think that I just thought that I should have pop in and say that because that might help as well. If you're because people visualize in different ways. And I used to have checklists, so I'd be like, how many jumpers? How? Because yes. I just all I would take is jumpers and shoes. I had so many things. I was like, I've brought no trousers again.
So honestly, I would pack and I'd be like, I really smashed it this time. And I'd get there and I'd be like, what have I brought? Like, what is this? Famously, my sister, when she was about, maybe this is actually the origin of my packing drama. When my sister was about three, we were going away to see some, we weren't going very long. We were going to see some family friends. And she came down the stairs with her little suitcase, a little backpack. And she said, I'm packed. And she was three. And there were other people in our house at the time. And I remember everyone being like, oh, Amy, look at her go. Isn't she incredible? She's just packed her suitcase. Where they were like, has Tessa packed? And of course, I was just in the corner, you know, like in the dirt or something. And they were like, no, that one. No, she's an idiot. She can't pack. And then all the adults just chanted, she can't pack at me. Good to find the origin of your trauma, isn't it? Anyway, then she was three. I don't know why my parents didn't open the bag. But then got there, she had packed 12 petticoats. So she'd just got all the stuff out of the dressing up box and just put them in the bag. And my parents, she was so small. And my parents had just been like, great, that child's sorted. We don't need to pack for her. Anyway, so that's how the amount of praise when she came into the kitchen with her bag packed the night before, followed by everybody shouting at me. Cut to just petticoats. No one had opened the bag. Anyway, so that's
sure you'd only packed soil. Sure, but that's not
I'm not saying I'd done it right, but I hadn't claimed I could. You know, so I think that is how I feel every time I open a bag. It's basically being like, yeah, it's just petticoats again. Stem that off by putting yourself being like, okay, Monday night, where am I going? What do I need to have? Like, here's this, like, here's the things. And then not to get yourself in that mindset of like, but what if I am invited on a yacht, you know, by a billionaire? Like, you don't live in high heels. You're not going to be invited on a yacht. And if you are, buy it there, you know, like put those sort of like, but what if moments, like.
You forget that you're also traveling there. So you can travel in your like, trainers or your like low-key shoes, just have to stick to your three genres of shoe. One fancy, one flat and fine, and one like, oh, we're going romping around the countryside.
You only need one. You've only got two feet. You only need one of any of those genres, okay? So don't be like, oh, but these two heels, I can't decide. No, you're not going on Love Island, unless you are, in which case, look, power to you, pack more heels. But like, you need to be really, really ruthless with being like,
try and pick the footwear that will go with more things.
But it's basically attempting to like get into that capsule wardrobe mindset of being like, here are the key pieces and look, they go with everything. I mean, look, we haven't done it, but we know it. We know that that's what you're supposed to do.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Okay, if you are flying, and so if the bag is going somewhere different to you, you want to keep a different little bag with you, handbag, backpack, whatever, that has like your a change of clothes, pajamas, all the stuff that you might need on the first night when you very first get there, if you were going straight to bed. But also it's if they call it the if the luggage is lost bag. So just like anything crucial that you could still survive on the holiday if you had just these tiny few things in a bag. That's something you only learn to do once the airline has lost your luggage. But you can, so my mum does it now because it's happened to her multiple occasions. But you can have it without having to go through that, just as a lovely...
That's a very good idea. Even if it's just, yeah, one very, very simple thing. So then when you get there and you, because obviously sometimes you forget that there are shops in the place where you're going, right. So you can absolutely buy things.
It's not the Arctic, you know?
Yeah, unless you go to the Arctic, in which case, look, if they've lost your luggage, that you have to go back, sorry.
If you are going to the Arctic, this is not the podcast for you. You need a better, a clearer list of things you need. And we don't know what it is. And also, good luck out there. Right, this is what we're doing. In the bag, we are trying to create sand, not pebbles. Okay. So imagine if you're trying to put loads of pebbles in your bag. Obviously, you could only get so many pebbles in because they don't stick together properly. So there's loads of pockets of air, right? And you're like, well, that's a waste. So all these air bits trying to get my pebbles in. But sand, hello, you could fill right to every crevice full of sand because there's no air pockets. So that's what we're trying to do. If you just like fold everything up neatly, like it would be in a shop, just like on top of each other, or, you know, without sort of, you create all these pockets of air that's just wasted space. So that's what we're trying to do, is like get rid of the air. So no more folding. This is the future where we roll and stuff.
Roll and stuff. Roland file.
It's the Roland file technique. So
he created it.
Okay, so you've been ruthless with your clothes. You've got rid of half of the things. You've promised yourself you only need three pairs of shoes in the three different categories. Suitcase comes out. Footwear in first. Biggest thing, wear that for traveling. Second biggest thing, the shoes go in first. We're going to tuck them edging up on either side of the suitcase. And then we're going to roll up our pants and our socks, and we're going to put them inside our shoes.
That's good. Or may I offer an alternative? If you have like too many pounds, my dad, who travels all the time for work, he in all different types of places, his one packing tip that he taught me when I was little, which I still do actually, is to put your pants, basically he does all of his clothes and stuff first, and then he like basically slides his pants and socks in, because he doesn't have bras, into, but also bras if you need bras, in on the outside, so that he can just always just like grab them whenever he wants. And he always knows where they are.
But that's the same with
shoes though. Like if they're in your shoes, then you know where they are. They're in your shoes, and then the problem is then when you like put the shoes on, and then wear your pants, then you pop them on the outside. So they're either in your shoes or they're on the outside, and then you always know where they are.
Exactly what he's done there. He's created sand, not pebbles. He has stuff all the pants into all of those little air pockets, so that it's always, you know. So anything that's small, that like t-shirts, things that can't, t-shirts are going to roll them up really tight like a little
sausage.
And then top tip, put your hair ties around them.
Ooh, that's good.
You always need more hair ties than you think. Get them around those sausages. Okay, so dealer's choice here. If you want to go thin, long sausages, they can go horizontal and just tuck them wherever you can, thread them in. If you're going the double fold, so you've made a real chunky boy, a real chunky sausage roll, then lovely. You can go straight down vertical. So you're looking at everything. It's also neat.
It's like a bookshelf. You can just select.
Exactly right. So yeah, you'd look at that and you'd be like, wow. If I saw someone open a bag that had chonky boys faced up, I'd be really impressed. Right, so now you've got whatever design technique you've gone for, up or down, you've created a very, very tight sand pack. There's nothing, and you're hopefully only about halfway deep into your suitcase now. And that what you've got in there is you've got your shoes, your t-shirts, your pants, your socks, what we'd call like little things and stuff that you aren't particularly worried about wrinkling. So now we're moving to trousers, dresses, shirts. Okay. So you want to get, so say you've got two pairs of trousers, and we'll call this the concertina effect. Place one waistband in the middle of your suitcase with the legs hanging off the side, and then place the other pair of trousers waistband on top of that with the legs hanging off the other side, and then fold in the legs.
Okay.
So what you created is like you minimize the air pocket, but also you stop them getting wrinkled up because they have got each other in between. And that's what you do. And then you layer up any dresses, anything longer goes on top of the sand layer in this special fancy design.
Understood. And with dresses, are we just like laying it on as flat as possible? We're not rolling.
Again, it depends on the dress. I would say if it's like either you're just trying to get it in as best as possible, then roll it. But if it's a fancy dress, then go for this like
spread
it out and get another dress inside it. So get this sort of concertina effect. And
so for rolling, we're going t-shirts, we're going like cotton dresses that aren't like a thing. They're just like a fun, like busy, casual wear.
Pajamas, those things. They're bulking up our bottom layer. And then we move into the classier stuff. And this I learned from my god sister, who is a pilot with British Airways, that this is what they teach you at cabin school when you need to like pack, you know, where you've got such a tiny space and you need to pack all the time. Yeah. So then the dresses, smart dresses would fold into each other on this like top level. And if they're really smart, you want to put like tissue paper or a dry cleaning bag or something like that. And the reason you use a dry cleaning bag is because they're so shiny that they keep slipping around, and that's what stops them getting wrinkled up. Fascinating, hey?
Interesting. Okay.
Okay. Wow. Okay. So then on top of that layer, we go for if you've got a belt, if you're a fancy boy or a fancy lady with a belt or a cowboy, your instinct is to roll them up like a nice snail, but instead you're going to put them thin all the way around the edge of the suitcase.
Like a very dead snail.
A terribly dead snail, like a little snake. And then very top layer is all your toiletries and things. And what's recommended by everyone, but mostly our Lord and Savior Marie Kondo, is that you have a separate travel wash bag that you keep. And it might take you many years to like build up all, like, you know, things are expensive, so you might spend a long time building up all the miniature versions of all your favorite things. But you want to make a travel wash bag, and that one you'd never unpack. So you aren't then you don't lose your toothbrush, you don't forget things.
Oh, you like, never unpack it. But the problem is that I use my suitcase for like storage in my actual flat because I don't have enough storage. That's the problem.
That's fine.
Marie Kondo has a massive house and loads of money, but it's a good thing to aim to.
You can keep your travel wash bag inside that storage bag though, right?
Could do maybe. Well, it's very full, but maybe.
Well, listen, let something go and put the travel wash bag in there. Well, it doesn't have to live in the suitcase. It's just so much that you don't put all your toiletries in the wash bag, and then when you get home, back out again, because that's how you forget things and you lose everything. If you just have a travel wash bag that you're like, it could live in the bathroom, it doesn't have to live in the suitcase. It's just like, and there it is, and we're ready to go. I just pick that up. And I know it's got my toothbrush. I know it's got my stuff in it. I know it's...
That's very smart and very... Yeah, I like that a lot.
Smart.
Also, as well, someone said as well, which was what I used to do, you know, like you've got like an outside pocket on your suitcase. I'd always put things like, makeup and basically all that stuff that you can't put in your cabin stuff because it's got liquid in it. Mm. I put it in there, and obviously then you see how they're treating the suitcases. They're just like throwing them all over the place, like, right, that's smashed, doesn't it? That's right. So you have to put, and often sometimes my mum does this, is that it wraps, so like there'll be, I don't know, a jumper or something, and she'll wrap the travel bag or your makeup bag in something.
Very
so
smart.
That it's padded, you know?
Yeah, that's smart stuff. And maybe, I guess, if you travel, you fly a lot, having it already in a smart clear plastic bag, not like the Ziploc bags because they just make you feel so sad, but like just having your makeup already in a clear one that you're like, yep, there it is, there we go.
Yeah,
seamless. Otherwise you're the person who always discovers they've got something at the bottom of their bag they didn't even know was there.
I had a hammer. Yeah. And they were like, you can't bring that. And I was like, I didn't know.
And you're like, hammer. No, fair enough, actually. Take that off me. Yeah. Mine was a golden Soviet blade. It was really...
I mean, that's insane. What was the blade? Why did you have the blade in there?
Because I'd been to... Well, it'd come back from Russia. We went to Russia on the Russian exchange, and I bought it then. And it had come back in my backpack.
You'd bought a knife?
Yeah.
Well, okay, I have less sympathy for you because you thought you could go through...
But that's the thing, I did. I did go back through customs with it. I had it on me on the plane. I didn't know it was there. And then I just left it in my backpack. But then the next time we went anywhere, months later, they brought that out at the check-in. And I was like, no, quite right. I did not know I had that. And I can see how it makes me look. Okay. And then very last thing, just a note on travel cubes. I don't care for them, but if that makes you happy, they're mostly helpful, less that they help packing and more that they help you organize your stuff. So if you're someone who
needs a travel cube.
Oh, sorry. It almost looks like a soft lunchbox. It's not going to help you save any space. But if you know that you're like, I like to have all my t-shirts in one thing and all my things in this, and that helps me mentally organize it, then do it. But I don't know if I love them. And then last thing, always travel. You remember your travel adapter and keep that always in your bag. And again, that's something that you just be like, just get a good quality one. Like that will break if you get it from Primark. Just get a good one and then you'll have to buy another one. So just like bite the bullet, invest, get a good travel plug. And very last thing, a pack of cards.
Always a bit of fun for the travelers.
Fun, because you will end up in a mess and then someone be like, I've got some cards, and lo, you've made friends with the boys on the next door table. Come on. And that's what we're all here for.
We're just here to play cards with the boys on the next door table. Yeah. That's all we want.
That's all we want.
That was great. I want a pack now, but not go anywhere. But because that's my personal
maybe I'll just
preference.
Have a go at packing.
I feel like Emily Metlist now, or Maitlist.
Yeah, I feel like I'm ready to do the news channel.
News night, I think it is.
Thank you. The basis is whole, since I said news run, I have been like, okay, I passed that off as a joke, but what is the show called?
Thank you so much, Tessa, for bringing all of that knowledge.
Thank you for letting me do this thing I've been passionate about for so long. Always so whining on about wanting to pack. And I think we were waiting for an expensive suitcase company to sponsor us. But listen, Steamline, get your act together.
Message us or tweet us if you have any ideas for future episodes. Or we'll just keep getting Tessa to come up with them because they're quite good. at Nobody Panic Pod. And I'm at Stevie M. The S is not an S. It's actually a 5.
What? Why have you even said that before?
I don't know. God,
you should have told people. I'm at Tessa Coates. We'd always love to see if you've got if you've got some very pleasing packing, we'd love to see it. If you're someone who packs regularly for a living, if you're an air stewardess or something.
And please do like and subscribe, give us a little review. It helps in these difficult times.
Oh, my Lord. And also, anybody who did that supporters thing, we only just discovered it the other day. You could support us with a one-off donation. And we read all your lovely messages. And oh, Lord.
So nice.
Heartwarming. We only discovered them recently. And so sorry we weren't quicker off the mark. But oh, my Lord, were our cockles warmed by the nice things that you said. We really it really means the world to us. So thank you.
Thank you so much. And see you next week, guys.
See you next week.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Gamble.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.